Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is April 2nd, 2006, the feast of Blessed James Lloyd Breck. I don't know if James Lloyd Breck knew the saying, "You have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find a prince," but he probably would have liked it. He certainly would have agreed with the sentiment that you have to try lots of things before you get one that is good and lasting. He knew that throughout his life. Many of the institutions and programs he founded no longer exist, but some of the ones that do are very important to the life and work of the Episcopal Church today. Few of the people we remember on Communion of Saints have readings that match the biography of the person quite so well as Breck's life and readings match. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how." This was what Breck did. He scattered the seed of the gospel on the 19th century frontier, which in those days included Ohio and everything west, worked day and night, and the church sprouted, though not every tree survives in the same way today. He founded a religious community in Neshota, Wisconsin. It no longer exists, but the seminary that grew up in its place still does. Likewise, the other seminary he founded, Seabury, in Faribault, Minnesota, is no longer there. But it merged with Western Seminary and is still going strong. He started a mission to the Chippewa people. Now it operates all on its own, and with native priests. He tried to start a third seminary in California. None of those schools lasted until today, but many of the parishes he planted are serving people every week. The lesson for us in the life of James Lloyd Breck is this. It is our responsibility to sow seeds into the kingdom of God and to tend them. But the times of their blooming and the colors of their flowers remain for God to reveal. It's a liberating message, really. Luckily, James Lloyd Breck didn't wait to begin his work. All his achievements were set in motion before his surprisingly early death at the age of 55. The future belongs to God and the people who will live then. But the present? Well, that belongs to us. Let us pray. Teach your church, O Lord, we pray, to value and support pioneering and courageous missionaries, whom you call, as you called your servant James Lloyd Breck, to preach and teach and plant your church on new frontiers. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Richard of Chichester. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.